people bet all the time. I mean, that's just a lifestyle. You know, if you bet on something. You play cards. You roll dice or whatever. I mean, people just do that. But using PEDs and then making millions and millions and millions of dollars is basically ripping off your corporation that you work for, in my opinion.
I agree totally. I mean, I think the only difference was betting on baseball. You say that everybody bets on baseball or bets on something, and I agree. It's just you can't do it when you're with that organization. I think that was the main sticking point there.
I mean, as long as Pete Rose didn't bet on the what was he, with the Reds?
Yes.
Yeah, as long as he didn't bet on them, you know, no big deal.
Hey, real quick before I let you go, vote for me. Do you like Bane from Dark Knight or General Zod from Superman?
Bane.
The Joker or Leatherface?
Joker.
Joker. Darth Vader or Michael Myers?
Darth Vader.
And Norman Bates or John Doe?
Norman Bates.
You've done great work today, my friend.
All right. See you.
Thank you so much. You got a full call board. Let's go to Clark, who's in Hot Springs. What's up, Clark?
Hey, guys. The question I always had about the Pete Rose thing, did he even bet on his own team?
I think that he did. I think he denied it at first, and it came out later, which is awful. But it would be better if he bet on his team to win than if he
bet on him to lose. Then that is cheating because you know he's going to throw it.
Yeah.
But
or have more likelihood to do so.
Yeah, exactly. But that was kind of my thing. I'd always heard that he didn't bet on his own team, so really I didn't see any problem with him betting on baseball.
Yeah, no, I think he bet on his team a couple times, and he originally lied about it and denied it, but then later came out and said, yeah, I did do it.
Okay.
So, hey, you want to vote for me real quick?
Sure, I'll vote.
Bane or General Zod?
Bane.
The Joker or Leatherface?
This is the Heath Ledger Joker, by the way.
Okay, the Joker.
Darth Vader or Michael Myers?
Darth Vader.
Norman Bates or John Doe?
John Doe.
Okay, thanks so much, buddy.
Yeah, man.
Is Big Baby saying that the Cesar Romero Joker wasn't that frightening? Is that what he's saying?
That was more comical.
Yeah, that was a little campy, I guess.
I still love that show, though.
It was pretty entertaining.
They show it on one of these MeTV, I think, on Saturday nights.
Really?
Yeah.
John's in Little Rock. Let's go to John. What's up, man?
Yeah, man, I got a question. And okay. It's coming to you, RJ, and the crew of the Buzz.
Okay.
I keep hearing y'all talk about these PEDs and everything, right? And I understand I understand everybody's gripe about it. But how can you sit here and criticize those guys when y'all have your own commercials supporting male testosterone supplements?
Well, good point. Good point, John. The difference is because those PEDs are performance enhancing in that it's muscle growth. It's a it's like HGH. Pretty much what they're doing with the testosterone stuff, it's basically making men better.
I completely understand that.
And what they're doing with the male testosterone is completely legal.
Here's the deal. If they go and get a prescription for it, it's the same difference because they have lotions for prescription. They have a prescription on TV for every kind of male testosterone treatment out there.
Yeah.
But yeah, we want to criticize the people that we already pay.
Here's
way
the
too
difference.
Much money when we don't
here's
even pay
the difference,
our kids enough
though.
Money.
Here's the difference.
Yeah.
It's a matter of competition.
You've
got people competing against others on a supposedly level playing field. I doubt that a guy that goes and gets these pills or whatever they are and has a relationship with his wife, that constitutes competition. Unless he has, like, several wives, which I think would be another thing. But there's no money involved. There's no competition.
Yes,
so it's a little different.
But that is a good point. I like where you're coming from.
Down to the record. The breaking the records, and again, not trying to call anybody out, but I just hear all this stuff every day, and it just is now. I haven't heard it asked before, so I guess I see where they're coming from. Either everybody uses it or nobody uses it in sports, but that was really my comment, man. That's a fair point.
It's a fair assessment. That's for sure.
Here's one of the problems with these drugs and what they mean to the game. Baseball, perhaps more than any other sport, is a numbers-driven game.
Yeah.
I mean, if you mention 714 or 715 or the 56-game hitting streak or Ted Williams hitting 400 or George Sisler hitting 420, whatever it is, numbers mean something in baseball.
Yeah.
And when these guys started doing all of this, the numbers just ceased to mean anything.
Sure.
And historically, that does throw a crimp into things.
You're completely right.
Hey, John, you want to vote for me real quick?
Sure, we can go ahead and do that.
Okay, Bane or General Zod?
Bane.
Bane moves on.
Bane moves on. The Joker, Heath Ledger Joker or Leatherface?
Heath Ledger.
He moves on.
He moves on. Darth Vader or Michael Myers?
Vader.
Vader moves on.
And Norman Bates or John Doe?
Norman Bates.
One more vote and Norman Bates would move on.
Thank you so much, John. I appreciate the phone call.
Yeah, man. Have a good day.
Randy's in Little Rock. What's up, Randy? Randy?
Yes.
How you doing today?
I'm doing all right. If I'm a little distracted, I'm picking up my sick grandson.
Oh, okay.
So, I wanted to talk a little bit about gambling. One of the differences between gambling and the PED issue is that presumably since 1919, every major league clubhouse has a sign at the entrance of every clubhouse that warns every player that walks through that door that they are not to be involved in gambling of any subject.
Yeah.
Pete Rose walked through that door every day for his entire career. He knew what he was doing. And by the way, he did bet on his own team. In an interview with Dan Patrick in this week's Sports Illustrated, he says that what he told his bookie was that he would bet on his own team every game and then settle with him at the end of the season regardless of how it turned out. That still doesn't make it right.
It doesn't make it right, yes, right.
And while the PEDs are not right, that did come along gradually. When they first started using these, Major League Baseball did not take a stance. Now that they have, then it kind of mitigates everything that happened before they banned these kinds of substances. So I'm not sure that you can say that the use of PEDs is worse than gambling because it's comparing apples and oranges.
Yeah, I could see that, and I see where you're coming from. The only reason I compared the two is because they're both facing a lifetime ban now. You know, with them thinking about suspending A-Rod for life, that's why we compared the two, because that's the only time we've seen in baseball when there's been a lifetime ban issued. And, you know, I agree with you. I mean, gambling on the game, there's so many ways in baseball that you could throw a baseball game to win your gamble, and that's wrong in itself. But in the same token, look what PEDs have done to the game as far as the bad image to baseball that PEDs, because I know hardcore fans that have totally quit watching baseball because of all the juice that's been flowing through baseball.
Now, here's the interesting thing, and the caller makes some excellent points there. When Kennesaw Mountain Landis took over as commissioner, gambling was a big problem in baseball with the Black Sox scandal and other things. They generally rooted it out. Now, there's a little-known fact. Ty Cobb was about to be suspended from baseball for gambling, and it was rumored that Cobb and Tris Speaker had something going on, and Cobb looked at Landis and said, if you kick us out, we're bringing everything down, and we're naming names, and Landis backed off. Cobb was too big a name to indict. But largely, baseball has been successful in frightening people out of gambling.
Yeah.
So gambling has ceased to be a problem. Your point, though, is a good one also. Steroids in the last 20 years have almost wrecked it.
Yeah.
So gambling basically doesn't exist, you know, with the exception of Rose and a few miscreants, but steroids have just been endemic. And as the caller suggests, it didn't used to be illegal.
Yeah.
So they weren't technically breaking the rules like they were in gambling. But if you want to talk about the overall effect of both on the game, in my estimation, steroids have wreaked a lot more havoc than gambling has.
Hey, Randy, real quick.
It's kind of like Watergate in that the larger crime has not just been the use of these substances. It is the covering up. It is
That's always is. Jim Tressel. You name it, the cover-up is usually more dangerous than the crime. So.
And now that they know how wrong it is, for any continuation of the use of that, they should be hit with any kind of punishment that Major League Baseball is willing to give. But
I'm just not sure that excuse me, that's why A-Rod's in such trouble right now, because this has been going on for a long time. Everyone knows, you know, they've taken a stand against it, and he has continued to do it and continued to lie about it and continued to cover up. So that's why his punishment is going to be worse than all the rest of these guys, whether it's Nelson Cruz or Johnny.
They tried to pay people off, and they ended up ratting him out. So
that's right.
Well, he's
Real quick,
about a lot of things.
Yeah, he really
thank
Randy,
you guys. I appreciate
Real quick, vote for me real quick. Norman Bates or John Doe?
You know, I didn't get in on the beginning of that, and so I'm really not sure what you guys are doing with that, so I think I'll pass.
Okay, sounds good, Randy. Appreciate the phone call.
Thanks, guys.
Last phone call before the break. Let's go to Danny in Whitehall. What's up, Danny?
Hey, how y'all doing? Hey, I just want to ask y'all, when Mark McGwire, you know, was all bulked up and everything, y'all remember reading about him, his excuse for being so big and muscular was he used to eat a whole bunch of cans of Popeye spinach. Y'all remember
I remember something vaguely, too. I didn't know if it was Popeye's, but I remember him saying something he ate a lot of.
Yeah, it was Popeye spinach, so I guess spinach does create muscle, but probably not that much. All right,
well,
thanks.
I've been bulking
Thanks,
up
Danny.
A lot too, RJ, but it's in the wrong places.
Wrong areas?
Yeah, the wrong areas of the body. So.
That's funny. Hey, when we come back from the break, we are going to take some more of your votes on the villain bracket as well as talk some more baseball. PEDs or betting on baseball, which is worse? We're taking your phone calls at 433-1037. Also, Brian Cashman, he spoke out about A-Rod. You know, there's theories out there about the Yankees not wanting to put A-Rod on the field, which is rightfully so because they can make a ton of money off that insurance claim. Brian Cashman answers those questions and more. Also, the St. Louis Cardinals snapped their 7-game losing streak. I know Sterling from Center Ridge, he called in yesterday and was wondering when they were going to snap that. It happened last night, and they did in fine fashion over the Pittsburgh Pirates. We'll talk about that and much more on, oh, by the way, Yu Darvish. 14 strikeouts last night for Texas, 0 walks.
Was dealing.
Dealing last night. We'll talk about that and more coming up on The Zone on the Buzz Radio Network.
Open up your window. Let some air into this room. I think I'm almost choking from the smell of stale perfume. And that cigarette you're smoking, what skin you have to